Pearl go behind the headlines on the allegations concerning Michael Jackson. The first big story.
As the allegations go on, did Michael Jackson take his love for children too far? I'm Dermot Murnaghan. For our first big story, we go to California in search of the truth about the world's biggest star.
Michael Jackson is absolute perfect FBI profile of a pedophile.
You have to understand that for Michael to sleep in a bed with a bunch of kids, for Michael to do it is not unusual.
It's not normal for a 35-year-old man to sleep with little boys. Period.
Michael is really a child, and he loves to talk and play and be with children.
These are the gates of Neverland, the home where Michael Jackson lived out his fantasies. Now, we used to love reading about the strange things that made up the superstar's wacky world. Bubbles the chimp, life with the llamas, jaunts down the yellow brick road, the albino python called Madonna, and a private funfair with free treats for visiting children. But since one of those children claimed Jackson abused him, billions of people have begun to wonder what this fantasy world was really for.
Tonight, exclusively, we show this video of Jackson in a bedroom at Neverland with a boy who was his companion for 3 years. And I've been tracking down the insiders who've been to Michael Jackson's homes and who know enough to tell us whether he's simply a grown-up boy or a dangerous adult. He's certainly a little strange.
When I met him, he was dressed as a mannequin. And he stood still for a good 45 minutes without moving. I mean, I couldn't stand still for 45 minutes without moving. He was off.
Say hi, Louis. Let him see your beautiful ears.
Up until now, his best-known friends have been of the non-human variety.
The great thing about pets is you can talk to them. They can't cheat on you. You know, they can't let you down.
Right.
The label Wacko Jacko is very apt. Very apt. It's almost, he's like the Mickey Mouse of the 80s and 90s. I mean, he's a Walt Disney character.
He's got an amusement park, he's got a zoo, he's got servants, he's got a theater right there, he's got swimming pools. He's got everything to delight and wow a child. Plus, he's Michael Jackson.
The little town of Los Olivos, north of Los Angeles, is the nearest normal place to Neverland. The children here think they're lucky to live so close to the eccentric star. The luckiest ones even get invited to Neverland.
My favorite ride at the amusement park is probably Sea Dragon. And Sea Dragon is a boat, and you go in it, and then you go up, down, up, and then your stomach turns.
In Los Olivos, people have grown used to seeing the megastar, sometimes with visiting children.
Michael came in one evening with a couple of kids, and I think they were staying at the ranch, and checked out a couple of videos for the children.
But some children at Neverland were, according to a Jackson chauffeur who's spoken out anonymously to American TV, more special than others.
I think Michael Jackson surrounds himself with 100 children, and out of that 100 children, he picks one or two to be his best friends, and then they go into his, you know, super private book, who gets called back again to come up to the ranch.
I sometimes get the feeling that this is like a man driving around in a sedan full of Hershey bars and stuffed animals cruising schoolyards for children, saying, hey, come here, little child. Michael Jackson doesn't have to cruise in a sedan. He's got the whole thing in his backyard.
Last year, the chain of events began which would cause Michael Jackson's worldwide childhood fantasy to fall apart. On West Pico Boulevard, Los Angeles, Jackson's car broke down.
Michael Jackson!
He met a boy. His name was Jordan Chandler. They started chatting. Jordan turned out to be the stepson of the rental garage owner, Dan Schwartz. Jordan Chandler became one of Jackson's special friends. A year later, the boy would allege that friendship had turned to abuse.